Welcome to the Anxious Attachment Solution. I am your host, Life Coach Amberlynn. I teach women how to take back their brain from anxious attachment patterns with love and compassion. It is my mission to help every anxiously attached woman understand their brain, stop the anxious cycle, and finally feel confident and secure in who they are so they can live the life they want. I'm so glad you're here with
Hello
me today.
Hello there, and welcome to Anxious Attachment Solution. I am Life Coach Amberlynn, and this is episode 36. I am so glad you joined me today because I believe this episode is going to change everything for you. I want to talk to you about how thought work was a game changer for me and my anxious attachment, and why you may want to start using thought work to stop your overthinking and turn down the volume on your anxious attachment reactions. So before this podcast, I went to Google and I just searched up anxious attachment just to see what comes up. And it said, anxious attachment is a type of insecure attachment that can affect our relationships, and that people with anxious attachment may fear rejection and abandonment, have constant need for reassurance, worry about the strength of their relationships, come across as clingy or needy, have low self-esteem, overanalyze their partner's behavior or reactions, have big reactions to small conflicts, try to fix their problems, their partner's problems, and overstep boundaries, which was very familiar to the books that I have read about anxious attachment. And I realized that a lot of books say this stuff about anxious attachment. They tell us where we got it from. They tell us what it looks like to have it, how it affects us with our self-esteem, and how it affects our relationships. So early on, I knew that I was codependent. I knew that I had anxious attachment. I could recognize it. I could identify with it. But when I read these books, I didn't really understand what to do next and like how to stop myself from having these reactions. I didn't understand what kept holding me back from changing these habits. I knew what these habits were. I knew how it affected me and how it affected my relationships. But I couldn't understand how to like stop it. When I first started working with life coaching tools in 2018, I used thought work to help develop my self-worth, my self-value, my self-concept, and to really learn how to love the people in my life for exactly who they are. I didn't even think at the time to apply it to my anxious attachment because I just thought, well, I'm just anxious attachment. I'm going to always be anxiously attached. But then one day I was listening to a podcast about thought work and listening again to its concepts, being aware of the thoughts and how important it is to be aware of your thoughts because it's what creates our feelings. And a light bulb went on and I just asked myself, what if I could apply this tool and strategy to my anxious attachment and try to create more secure beliefs and secure attachment habits in my relationships? So I really started doing this work with my anxious attachment in 2020 and applying it to my anxious attachment, and it changed everything for me. I was no longer a victim of my anxious attachment. I could recognize when it was being triggered. I was conscious of my thoughts that I was having in the moment that were creating the big feelings that I was having, and now I knew what to do next. I needed to talk back to my anxious, overthinking brain and do thought work. And as I began to do this work, I applied it to my dating life. I applied it to going on dates. I applied it to how people responded to me during dates. And today I still use thought work as things come up in my relationship with my partner. Because even when you're in a healthy, happy relationship, you still have anxious attachment and will experience anxious attachment triggers. But thought work is the key to really helping you understand how to turn down that volume on your reactions. After a few years of really implementing this work and working deeply with myself, the more and more coaches started talking about the nervous system and how it's important to calm and soothe your nervous system when it becomes activated or triggered. I came across ideas and practices that said, oh, thought work is good, but nervous system regulation is more important. You have to understand what's going on in your body. You have to be in your body. and I'm here to share what works best for me and the clients I have worked with. I agree that you have to learn how to soothe and regulate your nervous system. You have to learn how to actually feel and process emotions and give them a safe place to be felt. This is an extremely, extremely important thing to do for yourself. Because once your nervous system is activated, it needs help to calm down and to feel at peace again before the thinking part of our brain can come back online. However, it's my belief you need both of these foundational tools with anxious attachment. You need to be aware of your thoughts, thought work, and you need to process your emotion, nervous system regulation. Having anxious attachment, to me, is a nervous system response and is a system rooted in certain beliefs that we have about ourselves, that we have about other people, that we have about the people we're in relationship with, which those certain beliefs are our thoughts. We can learn how to calm our nervous system when it is triggered. We can learn how to breathe through emotions. We can learn how to feel uncomfortable emotions, which is so very important. Because when our emotions are high, our good decision making skills decrease and we become more reactive instead of reflective. But if we don't do the work on our thoughts and our beliefs about ourselves and others, the cycle will just continue to repeat. I can't promise or guarantee that you will be able to stop your anxious attachment response. However, I will promise that if you do the work to become aware of your thoughts, your anxious attachment response will be less intense. They won't last as long, and you will be able to have more control over how you show up for yourself and others in your life. So the first thing you have to do when starting this work is to look at your thoughts. When you have an anxious attachment trigger, what are you thinking? What are you making it mean? I'll give you an example of how the smallest things can set off your anxious attachment thought cycle. This week I went to get a pan out of the dishwasher and my partner said, "Oh, that's not clean. Don't you see the sign on the dishwasher says dirty?" I replied, "Well, this week it hasn't been matching, so no, I didn't know." She said, "Well, I haven't been doing the dishes this week." Sounds small, right? But I had a big reaction in my body that started out as frustration and quickly went to turning into anger. So I started like reflecting as I'm standing there over the stove and asking myself, like, what's going on? What was I thinking? I was having the thought, she never does anything wrong. It's always my fault. I do everything wrong. Now let's see how this situation and these thoughts don't match up and are not true. She did not say any of this, yet I was feeling really frustrated and angry because my brain made her words mean something very different than what she said. I had the thought, I do everything wrong, I can't do anything right. My feeling was angry. I started getting moody and defensive, started saying things like, it's always my fault, you never do anything wrong. And let me just pause. This is where arguments and misunderstandings start to happen. But since I know my brain, I know I have anxious attachment triggers, and I know I have a mean brain that wants to be perfect. I have a perfectionist brain that things should always be perfect. I stopped talking to my partner and I said, after saying that out loud, I know it is something in my brain. It is a thought problem that I'm having. I try so hard to be perfect and do things right that I forget that I do not have to be perfect, that I do things wrong sometimes, and that's okay. I know you are not trying to tell me I always do things wrong. You see, I have a brain that not only has anxious attachment thoughts, but it has a strong desire to be perfect and do everything right. Everything right as a partner, everything right as a mother, everything right as a coach. Because if I do everything right, my relationship with my partner will last longer. She will love me forever. You see the problem with that? Again, I'm putting way too much pressure on myself to not be human, to not make mistakes, and to not do anything wrong. And I'm putting all the power and control of our relationship in my partner's hands by not taking any responsibility for it. In these situations, before thought work and understanding that my thoughts cause my feelings, this is when arguments would happen in my relationships. And I would try to argue or defend myself or tell my partner, hey, I may have done this thing wrong, but look at everything else I do. And keeping the score. I was a scorekeeper. And I would throw it in their face. Not meanly, but just reactively. Like, look at all these things I do for you, and now you have a problem with this. I always had to justify, like, why I made a mistake and how it wasn't really a mistake. And I could never take responsibility for my feelings. And now I was hurt and upset. And now they had to do something to make me feel better. I always believed my partner created my feelings based on their behavior and their words. I never took accountability for these thoughts. I wasn't entirely aware of it. I just knew that when my partner said something, it hurt my feelings. Even when what they said was factual and true, what they did or said hurt my feelings, so they had to make me feel better. Let me say that again. My brain messed that up. Even when what they said was factual and true. Yeah, no, that is exactly what I mean. Even when what they said is factual and true, my brain made it mean that they hurt my feelings. The hard part was no matter what they did or say or how quickly they apologized, I still felt like crap. I still felt down. I did not feel better. And now, after doing thought work for years, I realize their apology, the argument that followed, the keeping score, the big emotions, never got to the real root of my problem, which were my thoughts, and what I was making my partner's words mean, and what I was making their words mean about me or about our relationships, or the projection I was putting onto my partner that if they said this, they must think these thoughts about me. This is why the thought work part of this work is so important, and why I spend so much time with my clients and myself uncovering the thoughts that happen when their anxious attachment has been activated. Yes. You have anxious attachment, and you have thoughts that are not serving you or helping you to have a more secure relationship and have more confidence and security in your relationship, and most likely all the other areas of your life, because I really see how anxious attachment affects all areas of my life, not just my romantic life. This is also why I spend so much time talking about beliefs, the beliefs you have about yourself, your partner, your relationship, and your ability to have the relationship you want. Because these thoughts and these beliefs create the feelings that you have while dating, while in relationship and having conflict, and make you take certain actions that truly indicate the results you get from those relationships. If you have perfectionist thoughts like, I can't do anything wrong because they will leave me, I can't make mistakes because they won't love me, I need to be perfect and do everything right so that I can be happy or make them happy. It's not my fault. It's their fault. Don't they know how much I do for him? Those are the perfectionist thoughts, right? If you have beliefs like, if I do XYZ, they will love me. If I do XYZ perfectly, they will stay with me. If I do XYZ, they will always be happy. Their words, action, behaviors cause my feelings. I can't feel better until they apologize. It is these thoughts and these beliefs that will stop you from creating the relationship you want, because all of these thoughts put not human expectations on you to be perfect, and not human expectations on your partner or the people in your life to make them accountable for your feelings. So we try to be perfect, which is not human. Human is to be flawed, imperfect, to make mistakes, to do things wrong. And then we put not human expectations on our partners or people in our life, saying, hey, you're responsible for how I feel, which is not true, while creating really anxious and stressful feelings. So you want to start this work. How do you start? When you get triggered, when you start to have a big emotional reaction because of someone's thought or their behavior or the reaction or something happens, write it out. Just do we call it a thought download. Give yourself 2 to 3 minutes of unfiltered, uninterrupted time and just write down everything that happened. Write it all down. Then ask yourself, what am I making it mean about me? What am I making it mean about my relationship? And then ask yourself, how does this make me feel? I will give you an example of this with the example I used earlier. So what happened? My partner said that the pan was dirty. She said the sign said it was dirty. She said that she hasn't been doing dishes this week. What did I make it mean? I made it mean that she thinks I always do everything wrong. When things don't go right, they're my fault. I do everything wrong. How does this make me feel? Makes me feel frustrated and angry and makes me want to tell her that she doesn't do everything right either. It makes me want to get defensive. Is it true? Is it reality? That's another question I asked myself during my thought download. No, she did not say that. No, not everything is my fault. And I do make mistakes. And sometimes I do not put the dishwasher sign to the correct sign. Then at this part, I have to repair this miscommunication in my relationship with my partner. I have currently let her believe that she made me feel like everything I do is wrong, which is not true. She did not do this. I let my partner know that my instant change in mood, my frustration, and my moodiness was not her fault. I was being defensive because my brain got really mean and telling me I never do anything right, and it was just trying to tell me that you were thinking the same thing, that I don't do anything right, and I always make mistakes. So that's why you said what you said. I realize now that it was my brain and my own self-judgments that I was thinking. I was making it mean I wasn't perfect and that I should be perfect. I was thinking I do everything wrong and that I shouldn't do anything wrong. So I got frustrated and upset. I'm sorry for my response to your comment and for my mood shift. I need some time to process these feelings of frustration, guilt, and shame that my feelings have caused now. I am lucky I have a partner who understands that I'm working on my anxious attachment and that I've been doing the work on my anxious attachment. She understands that I have big emotional reactions to really small things. For them, they can feel like they are on an emotional roller coaster. It feels that way for me too. However, the longer I do this work, the more focused I am on this work, the roller coaster ride doesn't last as long. The moodiness and the shift in moods doesn't last as long. What I mean by roller coaster is like everything was going good, then one small thing happens, and then I have a big emotional reaction. I slowly, over time, have begun to decrease its impact on me and my relationship. I am more quick to see when my anxious attachment is being triggered and when I'm having a big reaction to something small, and more quickly to jump to my brain and pay attention to the thoughts in my head and see the mean things my brain is saying and how it is affecting the way I am showing up right now. So as I do this work and as I'm in the moment, as I'm doing the work on my brain, I'm able to lower or decrease the amount of miscommunications I have with my partner and take accountability and responsibility for my feelings. And as these thoughts pop up, I ask myself, is this thought serving me? Is this thought serving my relationship? And is this how I want to show up in my relationship? If it's not, I ask for time to process what is going on inside my brain and the feelings in my body so I can go do this work. once I sit down and I do the thought work and I see what's going on, then I choose how I want to show up. Instead of just being reactive and defensive and taking a really small miscommunication and blowing up my relationship. Not like blowing up my relationship, but like, you know, causing more harm than healing. So the next time you feel a big reaction to something that could feel small to someone else, do this work and uncover what thought may be doing some work behind the scenes that you're not aware of. I'm telling you, thought work is a game changer when it comes to anxious attachment and miscommunications in relationships and healing instead of causing more harm that needs repair. So to recap, when you get triggered, when you start to have a big emotional reaction because someone says something, someone's behavior, somebody's reaction, write it out. Ask yourself, what happened? What am I making it mean about me? What am I making it mean about my relationship? How does that make me feel? And ask myself, is it true? Is it reality? Some other tools and strategies I just will recap. So I use the term thought download. Just to remind you, a thought download is where you write down all your unfiltered thoughts for 2 to 3 minutes. What happened? Write it all down. Pull out one thought. How does that thought make you feel? What does it make you want to do? If you do that, what result will you get? And then you'll see if that is in alignment with what you want to be doing and how you want to show up for you and your relationship. Ask yourself, is this thought serving me? Is this belief serving me? This belief I have about myself, this belief I have about love, this belief I have about relationships, this belief I have about my partner, this belief I believe that my partner is thinking, is it serving me? If not, what am I getting when I choose to believe it? Thank you so much for listening to this podcast today. I hope you can take some of these tools and thought work and apply it to your anxious attachment and your relationships with other people so that it can enhance your life. Please remember to share this podcast with your friends. If you found it useful or helpful in any way, I would truly appreciate it if you could like and rate it. Write a little review. This helps it get out to more women who could really benefit from this information. I want to offer you to come and do this work with me in my one-on-one coaching program. If you are interested or have any questions, please email me at amberlynn@takingbackherbrain.com. You can also find me on Instagram at takingbackherbrain. I look forward to hearing from you. And here is to anxiously attached, doing thought work so that you can have the life and relationships you want. Doing the work is not easy, but it is so worth it. Until next time, thank you for joining me today. You are going to want my free guide on how to calm your anxious attachment. So head over to my Instagram, Taking Back Her Brain, and grab it. If this podcast resonated with you, I would really appreciate if you would rate and share it. If you have any questions or want to know more about how to work with me, I would love to hear from you. You can email me at amberlynn@takingbackherbrain.com. Can't wait to hear from you.